Pittsburgh's suburbs aren't usually thought of as hotbeds for political activism. But as the November election draws near, 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports that some politicos are losing sleep about the region's bedroom communities.
It's an unseasonably warm mid-September evening, especially in this Southside Union Hall. Democratic activists are dressed in beachwear, milling around folding chairs and umbrellas. It's a fundraiser for the liberal group Progress Pittsburgh, and activist Stacey Vernalis has high hopes for November, even in Republican-friendly suburbs.
We have an opportunity in so many districts if we just literally knock on the doors to turn them from red to blue.
The hardest thing in the past was finding people to run, and we've adopted a strategy of challenge every seat.
Democrats may or may not see their hoped-for blue wave this November. But Laura Putnam, a history professor at the University of Pittsburgh, says there's already been a sea change. For proof, she points to the number of state legislative seats up for grabs in the suburbs this year.
There are at least 10 different seats in this area that have been in Republican hands since 2010.
In earlier elections, incumbents faced challengers in only about half of those districts. But now,
all of them are being contested by Democrats this year.
Putnam says interest in those races is being driven by a new crop of suburban activists, still reeling from President Donald Trump's election. After 2016, Putnam says that many suburban mothers in particular said to themselves,
I cannot give my children and grandchildren the future that I want if all I'm doing is being on the, you know, parent school council, running the carpools. It is not enough to guarantee the world that I want my child to live in.
In Allegheny County, five Republican incumbents chose to retire rather than run again this year. Democrats, meanwhile, are only defending one open seat. Chris Borick, a longtime pollster at Muhlenberg College, says those retirements are raising the stakes even higher in crucial areas of the state.
The rural areas have become increasingly conservative, urban areas increasingly liberal and democratic, and suburban areas are where the battles are fought.
Trump himself lost some precincts even in staunchly Republican suburbs, like Upper St. Clair. Republicans like political consultant Mark Harris acknowledge the GOP now faces a tough November. Since 2016, Democrats have won a number of municipal and school board races in places from Upper St. Clair to McCandless. Among Democrats this year, Harris says,
there's certainly a lot of excitement, as often happens with the party that's out of power. Their voters are energized, and I think as the 18th special election showed, Republican voters are not.
That's the election in which Connor Lamb inspired Democrats nationwide this past March, when he beat Rick Saccone in a Republican-tilting congressional district. Lamb won thanks to strong support from South Hill suburbs. And Harris says that's a red flag for the GOP, since no party can succeed without such communities. But he adds that Republicans still do well in far-flung newer suburbs, and that Democrats could let their own progressive excitement get the better of them if they run too far to the left.
It's not like all of a sudden the people of Upper St. Clair have decided that equal distribution of wealth is the best thing to do, right?
Lamb himself ran as a moderate and a pragmatist, and candidates like Daniel Smith are following that playbook. Here's Smith at that Southside rally, discussing his campaign against State Representative Daryl Metcalf in the solidly Republican suburb of Cranberry.
We reached over 9,000 Republican doors. That's how we're going to turn this district, because local issues are not partisan issues.
Observers like pollster Chris Borick, meanwhile, say Democrats shouldn't take their partisan excitement for granted.
There is energy there, but that doesn't always translate into voters turning out. And historically, Republicans have done a much better job in off-year midterm elections. It's a concern.
And if Democrats aren't concerned, he says, it could lead to a disastrous complacency for them on election day. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.